You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Danielle Kopperman is founder of Quinola, a line of quinoa-based granolas and breakfast foods, a company she kind of started by accident. Danielle is a full-time model and has always had an interest in eating clean and wellness overall. But with a busy schedule and struggling to find foods to take on the go that match the way she wanted to eat, Danielle began to experiment and then doing a lot of research. After making snacks for herself and then for friends and clients, she saw the opportunity to launch a line of granolas, which are vegan, wheat, and gluten-free, and free of refined sugars. She also went on to qualify as a nutritionist and has also authored her own cookbook. Danielle is today working on growing the range of products, which are already stocked by La Grande Pisserie in Paris and Whole Foods, Selfridges, Harvey Nichols, and Equinox here in the UK. Here's Danielle now with the story of Quinola.
So, in a nutshell, it's basically granola made with quinoa. It's like the easiest way of explaining it, but people still don't really get it. They're like, how do you eat it? Because most people think of quinoa as like a rice that you cook in water. So it's kind of really quite a new concept, but it's basically just like a granola. It's ready to eat, a bit like Rice Krispies. Like, it's basically a cereal, which you have on milk or yogurt, and you can add like fruit or extra nuts, like anything like that. So it's a breakfast cereal, and it's gluten-free, vegan, and there's no refined sugar. It's all natural. So I was about 18, 19, and it was when I made that transition from like school and sick form and living with my parents to moving from Bath to London and kind of having to buy my own groceries more and cook for myself more. So that kind of sparked a lot of questions initially anyway. I was just like reading the back of products more and like kind of questioning things a little bit. And then also because with a career in modelling, I was kind of like conscious of keeping in shape for that and being healthy and not just staying kind of the right size and shape, but like having good energy levels like for long days and shooting and stuff. And then, yeah, it kind of all started with like Googling and reading loads of books. And yeah, it was just kind of a matter of like researching and teaching myself a bit more about like what I was eating. And then eventually I studied A-level in biology, like in my spare time, as well as a diploma in diet and nutrition. So that kind of, again, like helped and like reinforced a lot of things I was like interested in at the time and like all the questions I was like asking. So I think like very early on in my journey, I went paleo and I cut out like oats from my diet and gluten. And I wasn't vegan, but I noticed that it was becoming like plant-based was becoming kind of a big thing. And I was generally eating mostly plant-based, but just I did eat meat occasionally as well because I was paleo and I was like working out a lot. So I kind of felt like I needed the protein. And through that, like the not eating oats was kind of an issue because I was working like super early call times on shoots. I didn't want to cook eggs every morning or porridge. I didn't really have time, especially when I'm traveling and stuff. So granola was like my go-to, and cereal was like my go-to quick breakfast in the morning. And then I just discovered like how much sugar was in it. And also I was trying to not eat oats and gluten. So there was really not very much on the market at all that I could eat that kind of fitted into those kind of restrictions. And so then I started making one for myself just because I was like, I couldn't find things in the supermarket. I think it's so much more natural than nutritious if you can make things from scratch. So I used to make granola with quinoa flakes and buckwheat flakes and just replacing oats with different grains. And then I found quinoa pops, which were like puffed quinoa, so it's a bit like Rice Krispies, like I said. And I just kind of mixed them with nuts and coconut oil and coconut sugar and just keeping it really natural as well, but like baking it in the oven, managed to make like a granola without oats, which was kind of one of the first of its time, I think. So at first I was just, like I said, making it for myself. And then I was living with other models who were my flatmates, and I was giving them little pots to take like backstage to shows and to take on shoots with them as well. And I think kind of by word of mouth, some of my other friends in the industry were like not really placing orders, but they were like asking me to make it for them too. And then it was kind of the same time as the rise of Instagram as well. So I was posting about it a little bit And people started really like authentically just emailing me and messaging me on Instagram saying like, can you make it for me? Like, are you selling this? And I think because I had a flexible schedule, even though I was modeling every day, like I could manage doing things on the weekends and in the evenings. So I started just making it for like individuals through Instagram and sending it through the post, kind of like making it in batches in the evenings after long days at the shoots. Then I met Lily from the Detox Kitchen. So she founded the Detox Kitchen around the same time as I was kind of starting to make this. And she was really interested and she was like, why don't we try it at the stores, selling it kind of on the counters as like a grab and go breakfast option. So that was my first stockist. And my second stockist was Selfridges, which kind of came to me. And I think that's quite unheard of, but I think very lucky. But I think the fact that it is such a unique product is what interests people. And I think if it was just another normal granola, I would have struggled getting it into shops because they would have already had so many options already. So I think it's a little bit of luck, but also having such a unique product, I think, is really important if you're thinking about setting up your own thing, because if you're going to bring out something that already exists, it's just going to be much harder. From that stage of kind of making it for one or two stockists in London, I was making it in my kitchen at home. And then as I got bigger suppliers and bigger sort of supermarket style stockists, I had to scale up. So I got a commercial kitchen in West London, and it was like a shared kitchen with a catering company. And that just allowed me to make like bigger volumes and just obviously have more storage space. And I was starting to bulk buy packaging and stuff like that. And that's when I hired my first employee as well, who was just part-time, like a few days a week. And so the two of us were baking most of the week and packing and labelling all week, really. So that was like the first step. And then eventually I was meeting people in the industry who also had set up food businesses. And that's one of the things that's really helped me, actually, having just advice from other people and people really willing to just tell me about their journeys and like kind of suggest things in a really like non-competitive way. I never went to business school and I never went to cooking school or anything. So, I mean, I was really just learning on the job. Yeah, so I found my first manufacturer, which was just kind of a matter of Googling and reaching out to brands making similar products. Lots of meetings, lots of trial runs, and eventually found my current manufacturer who I've been with since, I think, probably like 3 years now. And that's allowed us to really scale up and kind of takes a lot of pressure off me as well, because I can go out and do the more like marketing and consumer facing side of the business and developing new recipes and new flavors and stuff. Whereas originally, like initially, I was just stuck in the kitchen, in this commercial kitchen, sometimes till like 3 a.m. trying to like label boxes. And it was completely draining. But I think that's kind of how I learned as well. So I wouldn't really change it. So at the moment, it's like a range of quinoa-based granolas, and we also brought out an oat-based range as well, which contains quinoa as well as oats, so it's still quite unique, but it's a bit more familiar for people who are not necessarily gluten-free or paleo. But all the products are vegan and all natural. So they're flavour-wise, we've got almond and vanilla, cacao and cashew, and beetroot, which always sounds really weird, but it's the best seller. Once people have tried it, it's like a really nice sweet flavour. And with the oat range, we've got cinnamon and vanilla, cocoa and walnut, and mixed berry. So that's like our full range at the moment. And currently we're working on bringing out bars and snack products as well, like quinoa clusters, mid-morning bars, kind of easy to eat on the go kind of thing. But we're mainly going to sort of stay focused in like the breakfast and mid-morning market, because I think that's just, for me, it's such an important time of the day to really like get your nutrition in and not really skip breakfast if you can help it, but like not have to worry and fuss about it either, and having something really genuinely nutritious, I think, has just such a positive impact on the rest of the day as well. Honestly, like, it's such a cliche, but I think if I can do it, anyone can do it. Like, I was about 20, 21 when I started the business, and I hadn't had any previous experience in pretty much anything. I'd worked in a pub from the age of like 15, and otherwise I'd just been modeling. It's such a scary thing, but I think once you get through the fear and just stop kind of overthinking it, I think we're all capable of doing it. Like, if we have a passion, if we have drive, and if we have the energy, to devote to something, but it is going to be your full-time thing. It's going to like take over your life, and maybe not forever, but the first 2 or 3 or 4 years, it's like all-consuming and it's really hard, but it's really rewarding as well. And yeah, I think fear is what holds people back more than anything. And even me now, I still get that fear if I'm like about to start something new, or if I'm thinking about doing something a little bit differently, that like overthinking is like all part of the process. But I think if someone has an idea, they should just kind of go for it.
Danielle Kopperman, founder of Kinola. Thanks to Danielle for stomping by Midori House, and to Alex Port Felix, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.